All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Josie Bouchard, the communications director for the Shovel Fair Board, to talk about what's coming up this Labor Day weekend. Josie, how's it going?
It's going good. Beautiful weather.
Oh, awesome. So before we get into what to expect for this year, can you talk a little bit about how last year went, the first year back since the start of the pandemic?
Yeah, so of course in 1920 there was no fair. Well, we did have a small virtual one. Some people did bring in stuff and we had pictures and little things for people to see. But last year we were under Santé Publique's rule, which meant that people had to be double vaccinated to be able to access the site. So it was a smaller affair of a fair. So a lot less spectators, but still people enjoyed it. And it was really like a home, like very small fair, but people did love it. So we're very, very happy to be back full tilt for this year, for the 2022 Shovel Fair.
And so for this year's event coming up here, what are the regulations, if any, that you guys have?
At this time, there is no regulation imposed by Santé Publique. So it's just, you know, come as you are and, you know, be careful, but yeah, just have fun and enjoy the fair as you would any other year.
And as far as the entertainment lineup, it was just released, I believe, earlier this week. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so we have a great lineup this year. So on Friday night, we have Kim Mitchell, a good strong value, and we have a new band called Sticks and Stones that's going to open for Mr. Mitchell. On Saturday night, we have Aaron Goodvin, an up-and-coming country artist. I think he's out of the West Canada, but right now he's in Nashville, so we can expect a very good show, and his opening act will be a bunch of young lads called Young Bucks. And on Sunday, in the afternoon, we have a wonderful folky violinist, Kelly Trottier, and for our big headliner on Sunday nights is the James Barker Band, and our good old Phil Deneau will open for him. So that's going to be a great evening also to have.
Awesome. And so what other attractions outside of the musical entertainment can we expect? Is it a lot of the returning favorites?
Oh, yeah. We have our returning classics. So we have our truck and tractor pull. We have the horse pull. Horses this year, because it's been quite a few years since we had riders coming out. So Western and English riders will be welcome back. And, of course, all of our steer, beef, the 4-H, the dairy division, and our petting zoo will be here. So it's going to be the whole gamut of stuff that people are used to when they come to Shovel Fair.
And so what are the options as far as purchasing tickets?
So tickets will be on sale starting August 1st. And we have our traditional five-day pass. So the pass this year, it's a gift to you guys because we kept it at $50. So it's going to be a great deal, I think, because it does give you access to the ride and also to the shows that we have at night. Kids under 2, it's free for admission. And depending on which day you come, it ranges between $15 and $25 for your day at the fair. So we kept the same prices as last year. It's our gift to you so that you can enjoy a full fair, which we were not able to do last year.
And what are the options as far as purchasing both online and in person there?
Online, of course, as usual, you can purchase there. And the office will be open starting August 1st from 11 till 6 every day for you guys to get your pass in person. It'd be nice to see smiling faces again and be able to have a chat with people as they get their fair passes.
And the fair board is made up of quite a large group of people there, but during the fair weekend, there's pretty much a small army of volunteers there throughout the fairgrounds. So I guess if anyone was looking to volunteer, A, how would they go about doing that? And B, what sort of tasks are you guys looking for generally?
Of course, there's almost 30 of us as directors throughout the year, but it goes up many hundreds during fair time. We always need a pair of strong arms or people who can help set up, of course, because the fair is one thing, but we need to set up and we need to take down afterwards. So people are always welcome. Also, if you want to give a hand when there's one of the division, whether it be for horses, whether it be for, you know, in the cattle barns and stuff like that, we're always looking for people to help along. So you just reach us at through our website. There's the email address there, and you can contact us, and we'll direct you to the person to which you wish to help. So it's we're always welcoming new people. It's always fun. It's a great time also. You get to chat with people. You get to do a bit of physical work maybe, but it's always rewarding at the end.
And as far as accommodations go, is there camping spaces available in town? And how do people go about booking
so,
those?
So, yes, the camping spaces are back. It's going to be a reservation through a phone number. I just saw the director today setting up, going over the rules and making sure everything was up to par. So that information is going to be up pretty soon through our different social media. So, yes, camping is back. Like I say, Shawville Fair, fully equipped is back on.
Back to somewhat normal there, I guess.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Josie, I want to thank you for your time here. If there's anything that you wanted to mention there or we forgot to touch on here over the course of the interview, I'm going to give you the last word here.
Well, we expect you to come. We can't wait to see you. It's going to be a wonderful fair, and I think we're going to have a whole lot of fun. I think it's worth it after all we've been through. Let's have the most family fun fair that we can have.